Hello everyone, welcome along to the RotoViz Fantasy Football Beat, brought to you by MyBookie and Draft. My name's Colm Kelly, you can follow me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. Each week on the Fantasy Beat, I'm joined by an NFL beat reporter to break down one of the biggest games of the week. On this week's show, my guest is Jim Wyatt of TitansOnline.com, the official website for the Tennessee Titans. We'll be discussing the Titans' trip to Houston to face the Texans and looking at the key players and key matchups that we expect to decide the game. We'll be looking at this offensive line of the Titans, which has been dominant so far this season. We'll be looking at both teams defensively and talking through all the different scenarios we expect to make the outcome one way or another in this game. After I talk with Jim, I'll take a few moments to break down what we said to kind of recap it, and then I'll be using some of the apps on RotoViz.com to dive a little bit deeper into the game for a fantasy football perspective. For those of you who don't know, RotoViz is a sports data and analytics site that publishes over 1,000 articles per year and has a suite of more than 20 proprietary apps, all of which can be found on RotoViz.com. So far on the show, I am 100% on my predictions of picking the teams. Week 1, we did have the Cowboys. They beat the Giants. Week 2, we had the Patriots over the Saints. And last week, I did go with the Titans to beat the Seahawks while we had on Seahawks beat reporter Bob Condotta. So this week is going to be interesting to see which way I go. Can I make it 4 out of 4? You will find out my prediction. And then, of course, you'll find out the game result this coming Sunday. But I will be having some fun for this game, and I'll be using my account at mybookie.ag. MyBookie are a sponsor here of the podcast. We're delighted to have them as part of the RotoViz network, and they are the bookie that I use, the online sportsbook that I use for all my wagers throughout the season. They have quick payouts. They have an absolutely awesome in-game live betting app that you can use on your phone, on your tablet, or you can just bet through your computer. So it's very, very simple to use, and a great service. Great customer service, as well as the best player perks in the business. One of those player perks that they are offering you, if you sign up to mybookie.ag and you enter the promo code ROTOBEAT, that is ROTOBEAT, they will give you a sign up bonus on your first deposit of up to 100%. So getting a little bit of added extra and added incentive to jump in aboard and have some fun playing, adding a little bit of added interest. We all know fantasy football adds a little interest to all the games, while having a little cash on the line increases that too. So 100% sign up bonus if you use the promo code ROTOBEAT while signing up to mybookie.ag. And I have a little added bonus as well to go along with this for a limited time only. If you sign up to mybookie.ag and use that promo code ROTOBEAT, send it over to rotovizradio@gmail.com and we'll enter you into a drawing for a limited edition RotoViz pullover. Absolutely sweet tops. They're all been sent to the RotoViz contributors. I'm looking forward to getting mine. And there's been polls on the Slack chat and emails and so on and so forth between the RotoViz staff. But it has been decided for the colours and so on. And it's going to be grey. So I'm looking forward to getting mine, wearing it here with pride as being part of the RotoViz team. But you can get a chance to win yours. All you have to do is, as I mentioned, sign up, send us over that confirmation code, and send it to rotovizradio@gmail.com, and you'll be entered in to that drawing that'll be coming up in the next few weeks. For this game, the Titans are 1.5-point favourites. The money line is -130 for them, +110 for the Texans, and there is a 44-point over-under for this game. I think this game will likely, in my opinion, go over that 44 points. That is where I'm leaning, and as we get into talking with Jim in a moment, you'll probably be able to garner my thoughts, and I'll be giving my predictions in that as well. But I'm very interested to see his opinion, where he thinks it's going to go one way or another. And so let's get straight into it. Let's get Jim on the podcast and preview the Titans traveling to face the Houston Texans. Delighted to be joined now on the show by Jim Wyatt, and Jim is part of the great team over there at TitansOnline.com, the official website of the Tennessee Titans. And the Titans last Sunday had a monster win, obviously getting that win 33-27 over the Seattle Seahawks. It was a kind of a statement win for the team, I believe. And Jim, what was your biggest takeaway from the game?
Well, I think it's just this team continuing to find ways to win against good teams. I think we start to see some of that change. Last year, you know, this team won 3 games in 2015 and just 2 the year before that. And last year jumped to 9 and beat 5 teams that went to the playoffs, 6 teams with winning records. They kind of learned how to win. And I think they showed that against Seattle. I mean, this is a tough team coming in here. Titans really desperately need to win this game. Didn't want to lose two at home to start the season, and found a way to win. I mean, and the way they did it, just by kind of grinding it out, staying patient, was really impressive to me.
Yeah, I've been very impressed with the way this team's built over the last couple of years. Another thing I was very impressed with was how the team reacted to Richard Sherman's hit on Marcus Mariota over beside the sideline. Taylor Lewan was forced on the scene to stand up for his quarterback. But was there much talk after the game about that incident? I'm sure there was. And what was your overall thoughts on the way the team showed that they're really behind their starting quarterback?
Yeah, they were guys that were offensive guys, defensive guys, guys that were sitting on the bench sprung up, guys that were nearby, sprung up, not just players, but coaches and just people who work on the sideline. I mean, it was a cheap shot. There's no doubt about it. Mariota was out of bounds. Richard Sherman said after the game that he was still in or he wouldn't have hit him. Well, he took a hit up. And, certainly was not surprised at all how people rushed to the scene, just because that's the kind of respect people have for Marcus Mariota. You know, the linemen don't like people taking, don't like the quarterback getting hit. They certainly don't like the quarterback getting hit late when the guy pretty much, was looking to clean his clock. So that was a big point of discussion after the game. And I think the Titans sent a message to anybody else that wants to take shots, is if you're going to do it, there's going to be retaliation, and we're not just going to let you tee off on our quarterback.
Yeah, and you never want to see that happening to any player on the team, let alone the quarterback. But sometimes that can be a galvanizing moment in the locker room. So I think going forward, it's something like you mentioned. If anyone else wants to take a shot at Mariota, they're going to have a lot to answer for as the season progresses. This week, like last week, again, Corey Davis will be out for the team. As we look through the injury report, we are recording this on Thursday, so their obviously it's Friday up status will be updated, but throughout the week we've had a couple of guys who haven't practiced for the Titans. Jonathan Cyprian, the safety, hasn't practiced. I mentioned there Corey Davis, he is out. DeMarco Murray hasn't practiced either. Ty Smith, the cornerback, has a hand injury. He did get in a full practice, and so he should be good to go. Eric Walden had a limited practice, but he is moving in the right direction from his groin injury, from a did not practice to a limited practice. With those guys, and obviously we have more training to come up, is there any further updates on those? Any of those guys outside of Davis that you expect to miss out on Sunday, or do you expect them all to play?
I think Davis and Cyprian, those two will not play. And after that, I think everybody else should be good to go. Delanie Walker is on the injury report because of a hamstring. He missed on Wednesday, but was back at practice on Thursday and as a full participant. So he'll be a go. Walden, you mentioned him. He did not practice Wednesday, but was limited on Thursday. He sounds like he's headed toward being able to play. And, I know you mentioned DeMarco Murray. He's been good to go after coming back and going for 115 last week. So he's on track to play as well.
Yeah, there was lots of question marks on Murray's hamstring heading into week three, but that long touchdown run showed no ill effects off that as he broke away to kind of seal the game for the Titans. On the other side for the Texans, quite a long list that they have missing out this week, but so far on the did not participate list, we have two cornerbacks for them, Kevin Johnson and Marcus Burnley. Both did not practice, along with DJ Reader at the nose tackle position, who has had a nice season after replacing Vince Wilfork there and has been very solid at stopping the run. Then DeAndre Hopkins has snuck up on the injury report as a limited participant. They have Greg Mantz, the centre, and Xavier Solofilo as well, the guard. So the limited participations, usually they do tend to move forward and be good to go as Sunday progresses, but the cornerback position could be an area of that is depleted for this Texans team come Sunday. And when we move in and look at the key matchups, and sorry, prior to moving into those key matchups, Will Fuller is back this week for the Texans, so that's a positive for them, I guess, heading into it. There's been a lot of double coverage, and we'll be talking about DeAndre Hopkins in a moment, rolled his way, so maybe Will Fuller can help with that. So looking into the key matchups, we have the Titans offense versus the Texans defense. I guess we have to talk about J.J. Watt in 10 career games against the Titans. Watt has piled up 15.5 sacks, 39 tackles, and 6 forced fumbles versus the Titans over those years. So he now also has Jadeveon Clowney playing across from him. Can the offensive line, which I've mentioned in a lot of my shows recently, I think is definitely a top five, if not top three unit in the NFL with how they've started the season, how they progressed over last year. Can they keep Marcus Mariota clean and upright, keep him nice and protected on the road this week?
Yeah, that's certainly the plan. I mean, those flat numbers are just rolled off. I mean, those are career numbers for a lot of guys. I mean, it's remarkable he's done that much damage against one team. But with that said, you know, that was before the days of the Jack Conklin being here and Taylor Wan in an offensive line that has been one of the best in the league here over the last year, certainly in sacks, you know, limiting sacks and getting the run game going. It's a challenge. I mean, there's no question about it. J.J. Watt's a tough guy to deal with. Clowney's a tough guy to deal with. They'll just have to be disciplined and continue to maybe give. I think they'll obviously try to give Watt extra attention like other teams have done. He doesn't have a sack this year. I think he's still playing at a high level. They don't want him to get on track in this game, and that's certainly going to be one of the top priorities going in.
Yeah, and people around this time last year when Coach Mularkey said, you know, about exotic smash mouth was the style he wanted to play, people kind of maybe sniggered under their breath or joked about it. And I know in the mainstream media it certainly was a talking point that people didn't take all that seriously. But it's working very smoothly for the team now. You know, both the passing game and the run game working very well, as we've already touched on that offensive line. What have you thought of the offensive scheme kind of over the last, let's say, 12 months in the job that Coach Mularkey has done down there as head coach?
Well, I think what they've done is they've got a system in place and an offensive plan in place where they can have success both running and throwing the football and really doing it with a couple of different backs. I mean, this is DeMarco Murray's game this past week. The week before that, it was Derrick Henry, who had such a good game against the Jaguars. But they've been able to throw the ball with success as well. You know, pretty modest numbers for Mariota, but he's been very effective in spots. He's still building chemistry with some guys, and he still really hasn't had his full complement of weapons with him. Corey Davis, as we mentioned earlier, is going to miss for the second week in a row. He just played one solid game, and that was against the Raiders, where he had a really impressive start to his career, and then he re-aggravated the Jacksonville. Once they get him back, and once they get Decker more, more with better chemistry and more time to work with Mariota, I mean, I think that's going to get better. But I think that they have kind of attacked teams, depending on how teams are defending them. And I think that's what has made Mike Mularkey, Peter Robisky's plan work, is that they can kind of keep teams on their heels because the Titans have key weapons in several areas.
And moving on now to the Titans' defense versus Deshaun Watson. Watson had a much better game than pretty much everyone was expecting last week against the Patriots in New England. Linebackers Derek Morgan and Brian Arakpo, along with guys like Logan Ryan and Jonathan Cyprian, who you've already mentioned is likely to miss out this week, make this defense tough to face. So with Deshaun Watson, with what he did last week, what are you expecting the Titans to do defensively to make it as tough as possible for him this Sunday?
Well, I think one thing that benefits the Titans is they just faced a quarterback in Russell Wilson who's very similar. So they kind of go into the game with a mindset that's the same as it was last week in Seattle. Obviously, Watson not nearly as experienced as Wilson. I'll be curious myself just to see how aggressive Nick Bowe is in putting a game plan together. But the Titans have generated pressure. I mean, it was a little bit misleading last week. And you look at the stat sheet, they only got one sack, but the pressure was good throughout. They had Wilson scrambling. I think they'll do the same thing with Watson. I think they'll try to confuse him, but they'll also try to get some hits on him. You know, one guy that I feel like I need to mention when we talk about the defense is Wesley Woodyard. He's really playing at a high level in his 10th year. He leads the team in tackles. He's been in the backfield. He forced a very important intentional grounding penalty this past week at Seattle. He has really played well this year. That's kind of changed, helped change the defense as well.
And when we look at the running backs, both these teams have quite a stable of running backs. Obviously, Murray and Henry have been a very successful duo so far this season for the Titans. After week two, people talked about the possibility of it being like a change in the guard for Henry taking over from Murray. Murray kind of had a lot to say about that in week three, as we've seen against Seattle. Do you see this one being an equal kind of share going forward, or just we see them trying to get the best out of both guys as the season progresses, keep them both fresh?
Well, I think it'll be kind of – I think it really will depend on how games go. You know, Mike Mularkey's made no secret that DeMarco Murray's still this team's lead back. But, you know, even though that was the case, you know, Derrick Henry stepped in, ran for a career-high 92 in week two. And, I think some weeks Derrick Henry will play more than others. Depends on kind of how the game goes. Right now they're close. As far as yards go, right now they're one of only two pairs of running backs that both have at least 150 yards after two games. How close they stay moving forward, I mean, I guess that kind of remains to be seen. But I do think Henry's going to be effective for them when he plays, and because of that, I think he'll get more opportunities.
Yeah, and with the Texans, Bill O'Brien loves to run the ball. It's always been a staple of his offense. I think we'll see that again this week. Lamar Miller hasn't been quite as productive as people probably would have expected in the preseason. Dante Foreman, the rookie, and him are splitting carries. Foreman last week had quite a nice game against the New England Patriots, caught a number of balls. So I think he'll get more work in the passing down situations with Miller getting those early down carries. But I think if you're looking at these two teams again, I give the Titans the edge at the running back position. If you're looking at the wide receivers, you mentioned Decker already. He's had a kind of a slow start to his time down there with the Titans, and obviously Davis is out this week. But somebody I liked for the last couple of seasons is Rishard Matthews, obviously signed last offseason as a free agent. He had a nice game last week, given a little extra opportunity with Davis out. And if Davis is out this week again, I'd expect that to continue. Do you think he continues to grow a larger role as the season progresses and moves along?
Yeah, I think what I've seen has kind of been a continuation of last year, both with Rishard Matthews and Delanie Walker. I mean, you look at Marcus Mariota, it's very clear he has great chemistry with those guys, a great connection with them. They're on the same page. It's still a work in progress with some of these other guys. And I think Rishard Matthews is really the go-to guy in big situations, and because he's been dependable in catching the ball, dependable in getting open. Marcus Mariota trusts throwing the ball to him and trust he's going to come down with it. So yeah, I think he remains a key player in this offense, you know, all the way through the end of the season.
Yeah, and he definitely does trust him. You see him getting a lot of targets, particularly on third downs, to try and move the chains. And when we look then, obviously we have the wide receiver on the other side. I mentioned DeAndre Hopkins on the injury report. I fully expect him to play this week. He's had to deal with a quarterback change, as well as facing, as I mentioned, a lot of double coverage on many of his snaps. So we'll see with Will Fuller coming back this week if that does help him. Do you think this secondary will be able to hold up against the wide receivers off the Texans this week, particularly as well, as you mentioned, with Cyprian likely to miss out?
Well, they do have a good thing about Cyprian being out is that they have a guy in the North, Cersei, who is very experienced and has played in this defense a lot. So there's not, I don't really think there's a huge drop-off there. I think what also benefits the Titans is Logan Ryan has experience working against Deshaun Watson, but against certainly their secondary from playoff games, and DeAndre Hopkins specifically. I think Ryan only worked against Hopkins in the playoff game last year, but he's worked against them in some other games. So they've got that experience working for him. Adoree Jackson is getting better the more he plays. It's clear he's a guy who does a good job of tracking the ball in flight and making plays. He kind of brings an extra dimension to the defense with his speed. So I think the secondary is going to keep getting better. Kevin Byard is a guy I think it's just a matter of time before he makes one of these game-changing plays. He's really come along in his second season, plays faster, is around the ball, did a great job this past week against Seattle and Jimmy Graham. So I think the Titans secondary is definitely getting better and better equipped to slow down those receivers than certainly recent years.
And when we look now, as we wrap up, to see what we think is going to happen in the game. It's obviously early in the season, but with the Texans now 1-2 and the Titans 2-1, the Titans do have a real chance here to put a large gap between the teams, although I mentioned it is very early. Last week's win was a statement, but a win, I think, in Houston this week would be an even bigger statement for this team based on the fact that Tennessee has lost their last five road games to the Texans. So it would be a massive, massive turnaround just in terms of even team psychology to be able to win and to have that confidence as we move forward. The Titans' last win coming New Year's Day 2012 with Matt Hasselbeck as the starting quarterback. So as we head in to this game, the Titans heading down there to Houston, do you see a win on the cards here, or what's your expectations come Sunday?
Well, I think Titans are certainly built to win this game, but they got to go out and do it. I mean, this is This is a better Titans team, but it is a Texans team that's hungry. When they got, this is the first of three home games for them. They lost their home opener against the Jags. The last thing they want to do is drop to 1-3 and lose two games against the AFC South. So I think the Titans will certainly play well. I think this team is mentally tough, but they're going to have to keep from turning the ball over and have to get some stops. And I think they need to be certainly better in the red zone in there that they were good in last year, but have struggled a little bit at the start of this season.
Yeah, they have struggled a little bit, but I think as the season goes on, they're going to get back on track there. And Jim, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Lots of great information there about the Titans. For the listeners, you can follow Jim on Twitter. It's at JWyattSports. And, of course, follow all the coverage he has at TitansOnline.com. Jim, thank you very much.
Okay, I appreciate you having me.
That was Jim White of Titans Sports Online. Fantastic information been rolled out there by Jim. Really enjoyed talking to him. Always a nice guy. Had him on as well for the RV32 series preview. I talked with him for the Titans show earlier in the off season. So great to have him back on, have another good conversation about him and talk all things Titans as we head in here to week 4. In just a moment, I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into what we discussed over the last couple of weeks. I mentioned that I've gone 3-for-3 so far in the 3 weeks of picking who was going to win the game. The last 2 weeks, I've had picked out my star player who I thought was going to have the most value and the biggest impact at that value for the week in fantasy football. And 2 weeks ago, I had Chris Hogan, which was a nice grab there. And then last week was Rishard Matthews, who had a nice game against the Seahawks and picked up a nice touchdown as well. So I'll be going through that in a little moment. Let's see if I can pick out another one using those rotoviz.com apps in just a moment. And the season is here. It is week 4, but it's still the perfect time to sign up for a Rotoviz NFL pass, which you can get right now. Go grab yourself one and get 30% off just for listening to the podcast. This discount is for listeners of the podcast only and is available through the NFL podcast homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast. Your subscription gives you unlimited access to all of our NFL content and tools, and best of all, it supports the pod. Again, be sure to get your 30% discount for an NFL pass at rotoviz.com/podcast. So let's see who we can find here that can be a nice little starter this week in your maybe DFS lineups, whether even if you're doing your start sits for your own league, if it's redraft lineups, dynasty lineups. I've been setting my lineups here as I record this on Thursday before Thursday night football, running through my teams, always trying to check out. It's good. My process kind of is that I start off early in the week, try and make sure then that I have all those lineups set prior to Thursday night football, and then any last minute changes that need to be made on Sunday, you can do with the final injury reports and so on coming in. But last week I mentioned that I hit on Rishard Matthews. It'll be interesting. Will I pick Rishard Matthews this week again as my star player for draft? Over the last couple of weeks, I've been playing on draft. I mentioned as well, the show is sponsored by draft. Fantastic fun, great all around, and leagues starting from just $1. So there really is an opportunity there for anyone to play, no matter what the stake is. It goes from high stakes all the way down to low stakes. So you can play in a real live snake draft, no salary caps. Just play against your friends if you want in a 1 week league rather than going against them for the whole season. Maybe like some of my leagues, unfortunately, they are not going well, and I am 0-3 in some of them. Some of them I'm 3-0, but you can have those slow starts. So if you've had a slow start and you want to have a little differentiation from that, try and get yourself a little bit of a better feeling this week, sign up for Draft. You can download the app by searching Draft in the App Store, or else you can play online at their website, playdraft.com, whichever way you prefer. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when they make their first deposit, but you need to use my code, RV Radio. So if you sign up using that code RV Radio, play for real money for a free game just using that promo code. So it is pretty simple. It's mixing the best of all worlds, from DFS to redraft to the snake draft format. Just everything is in there, and it just makes it a lot of fun. And like myself, if you're using all the tools at rotoviz.com and you're reading the articles, listening to the podcast, you should be able to have a little bit more of an added insight into all the things going on throughout the week, the players, the values, and that can give you that edge on draft. So sign up, use that promo code RVRadio, and that is playdraft.com. So we're going to get into it now, start looking into the players that I expect have a nice week this week, and see if we can find a nice little value that can help you win your fantasy matchups this coming week. I did talk last week on the show quite in depth about the Titans and their offenses as they hosted the Seahawks, picked up the win in that one. So I'm going to go first and run through the Texans and what I expect from them this week. So we're going to start off at the quarterback position. Deshaun Watson, a nice game last week against the New England Patriots. As I mentioned while talking to Jim up there against the Patriots, he had 22 completions of his 33 pass attempts for 301 yards, 2 touchdowns. He did have 2 interceptions. He also rushed 8 times for 41 yards. So a nice game all round from him. I think with any rookie quarterback, it's going to be up and down as the season progresses. He had a nice week last week, but it's only 2 weeks ago on Thursday Night Football, people thought he was in over his head, and it didn't go all that well when he had 125 yards in that game versus Cincinnati. So we'll see how it goes as the season progresses. If you're in a, you know, a super flex option and you're stuck, I guess you can start Deshaun Watson this week. I do have Deshaun Watson in a couple of dynasty leagues, and I will not be playing him in any format this week. But while I don't think that he's going to have a big game himself, I do think he will be able to support those players around him from a fantasy perspective. So looking into the running backs, you have Lamar Miller and you have Dante Foreman. Using the snap report on rotoviz.com over the last couple of weeks, when you're looking into the running back splits, I can see quite clearly here that Lamar Miller has had 75.46% of the snaps over the season. He's played in 163 snaps over the first 3 weeks, while Foreman has played in 36 snaps, which is 16.67. So it's been quite heavy in the way of Lamar Miller, but I think over the last 2 weeks we've seen that start to shift a little bit, and a little bit heavier workload going Foreman's way as against the Patriots. He did play in 24% of the snaps, so that brought him up quite considerably in that overall season ranking. Still a healthy workload last year for Lamar Miller, but closing the gap each week, and that's what I expect to see going forward from Foreman. I expect him to be used more in the pass catching role, and I expect him as well to start to eat into those carries that Miller's getting, because Miller just, you know, since he came over from the Dolphins, he's a player that I have liked in the past, but just hasn't been able to put it all together, given that huge opportunity and that workload, because Bill O'Brien has given him every opportunity running the ball since he has signed last offseason for the team. So if I have to this week, I'm picking one, picking who I'm starting, I'm picking Lamar Miller, but I find it very hard to have confidence in either of these, as the backfield will continue in a committee approach. And as the season progresses, though, if you do own Lamar Miller, I might be looking to see if I can move along and move him on for something at this time of the year. And maybe if you can, pick up Deontay Foreman as a stash as the season progresses. I mentioned as well, we have Will Fuller coming back into the lineup. I do think that's going to help this week as well for what we expect from DeAndre Hopkins. He's getting pretty much a 100% share of the market share snaps this season so far. He played last week in 100% of the snaps, and a player I'm going to talk about in a moment, Ryan Griffin, played in 86% of the snaps. So with all the injuries to the tight end position, Griffin getting an opportunity there. Definitely a streaming option as a tight end this week. Something that we probably weren't thinking all that much would happen in the off season. So when you're looking then at Hopkins, I mentioned he had 100% snap count on offense last week. He actually has had 100% snap on offense all season long, which is very impressive. I know we're expecting him to be in there all the time, but very, very impressive to be in there on every snap through those 3 games. Hopkins has yet to have a really standout dominant performance this season, but something that can't be taken away from him is consistency. He has had 7 catches in each of the first 3 games of the season. He's a target monster, taking up 39.1% of the Texans' overall targets, which is the highest percentage among NFL receivers. So the targets are definitely there. His total targets, 37, are also the most in the league. All signs are pointing to a big step up in production now, and as the season goes on, if that there continues to be the workload that he gets, and I think it will happen this week versus the Titans. The Titans have given up the 5th most fantasy points per game to opposing wide receivers, and that is 26.9 points per game. And when you look at over the season so far, 3 weeks gone, they have conceded 7 passing touchdowns. So the opportunity there again this week for Hopkins. I mentioned Fuller. Fuller might come in a more limited role, but I think just him being on the field will take a little bit of that attention away from Hopkins. And then again, I mentioned the 7 passing touchdowns that gives that streaming option there to Ryan Griffin that I mentioned a moment ago at the tight end position if you are stuck this week. Going back to the Titans, we're looking last week obviously at Eric Decker. We were talking about the run game, what we thought would happen there. It did kind of shake out. It was a split backfield, and DeMarco Murray was having an okay game, not a great game, and then obviously broke off with that big touchdown run later on in the game to help boost all his all-around standings and his stats from last week. I think, again, we'll see a similar situation this week, and that's kind of what Jim was alluding to as we talked. I think he gave a nice breakdown of the running back position, and he talked as well about Decker, Eric Decker, and how it's been a slow start for him. I've always loved watching Eric Decker play. I think he's a nice, strong physical receiver, obviously a threat in the red zone. Just hasn't really got a rapport going yet with Marcus Mariota. I'm sure that'll develop as the season goes on. He's still coming off those two off-season surgeries for shoulder and hip, so I'm sure as the next couple of weeks goes on, he might shake off a little bit of rust, and we'll see him getting in the end zone a couple of times. But the player, Corey Davis been out, and I mentioned him last week on the show, and I'm going to mention him again, and my star man this week again is going to be Rishard Matthews. Matthews, since joining on with the team last season, Matthews caught 65 passes for 945 yards and 9 touchdowns. He was the 13th overall wide receiver in standard leagues, the 19th receiver in PPR. And obviously, I mentioned there, Davis and Decker have come in, and people thought that he was going to fall off. He's certainly not going to fall off, and as the season goes on, he may even get a little bit of a bigger role. Last week, he caught 6 of 10 targets, 87 yards, and a touchdown. So it's the best game of the season for him so far, and I expect him to have an opportunity again this week to have a nice game based on the fact that the Texans have been the 8th friendliest defense to wide receivers this year. So I think when you're looking at it and the implied team total that the Titans have based on my bookie with that over-under I mentioned was 44, I think it's going to be pushed over that there, and I think the Titans are going to win this one going away in the end. I think they're just overall, I think they're a very sound team running the ball. The offensive line has the opportunity to do that, keep Marcus Mariota healthy, and I didn't touch on Mariota, I didn't touch on Delanie Walker for me, definitely an option this week. If you have him, I'm starting him in multiple leagues as my starting tight end, and Marcus Mariota, I think that he will finish the week as a top 4 quarterback. I think the opportunity to rush, I think he's going to put up those passing yards. Obviously, if I think the wide receivers and the tight ends are going to have a nice day for the Titans, I think obviously that there then stems back to the quarterback putting up those numbers, and it's going to be an interesting game to see. I'm kind of locked in on this little bit of a journey here with the Titans to see how this season goes for them in the AFC. So last week we talked Seahawks-Titans, this week we talk Titans-Texans, and I've picked Rishard Matthews as my star man on both shows. I don't know, prior to the, I have no rules for the show, I didn't expect to have the same guy 2 weeks in a row, but I think he's somebody that I wanted to highlight last week, and I think he deserves to be highlighted again this week for the opportunity that he has. So if you're drafting on draft and you think you can find him there in the mid to late rounds, I think he's a value this week, jump in there and get yourself some Rishard Matthews. He is my star player of the week as we head into week 4, and that's going to do us for today's edition of the Fantasy Football Beat. I've really enjoyed doing this show through the first 4 weeks, some great interviews, great guests, and it's going to continue. We're going to do it the whole way throughout the season, and I think it'll go on into the playoffs. I've been enjoying getting your feedback, whether it was at rotowizradio@gmail.com or whether it's on Twitter. When you're tweeting to myself, you can find me on Twitter @OvertimeIreland, and you can tweet to RotoVizRadio @RotoVizRadio. So the feedback to all the podcasts is always great, so feel free to rate the show too on iTunes. We've opened up now, and we have all the individual feeds up on iTunes as well. We'll be talking more about that in upcoming shows. So we're just branching out in all different ways, and we're glad to have you here listening to the show. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll be back next week with another Beat Report. You can follow me, as I mentioned there as well, on Twitter @OvertimeIreland. I'm Colm Kelly. Have a good one. Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Football Beat, a RotoViz podcast. Please rate and review the RotoViz Radio podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. You can contact us via email @RotoVizRadio@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter @RotoVizRadio. And remember, you can always support the pod by subscribing to RotoViz at a 30% discount through the RotoViz Radio homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast.